FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Speaker Tim Jones, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Bad and bougie.
Tim, good morning to you, my friend. What's going on?
Mark, good morning. Boy, I'll tell you, Mark, I heard those last clips. It is just the destroy, hate Trump media 24/7, 365. Can't even let the Bush family and George H.W. Bush rest in peace, can they?
You know, I hadn't given this a great deal of thought till just now, but the left only seems to appreciate Republican presidents when they're dead. I heard somebody point that out yesterday.
That's when they like us the best, Mark.
And I have to wonder what their eulogy will be one of these days for Donald Trump, because right now they hate the fact that he breathes the same air that they do. But when he's deceased one of these days, I have to wonder if they'll give him any respect at all.
Mark, this fawning by MSNBC, CNN, and the rest of the liberal left-stream media, it would be hysterical if it wasn't so sad.
I mean,
they could not stand George H.W. Bush and when he was in the White House, when he was running for office, just like they couldn't stand Reagan, they couldn't stand W, they couldn't stand Ford. I mean, go back in time and tell me the last Republican president that they said anything nice about when they were running for or in office. And, you know, Mark, with Trump, it's like anything else. They want to blame him for things they don't like that he tweets, or his personality, or his attitude. But Mark, just like with anything else in the Republican platform, they won't talk about the policies. You know, with them, it's all about playing the gender, race, class, sex preference card. It's all about talking about things in identity politics. Because, Mark, wrap this all up for you, they can't talk about policy with Republicans and conservatives, because on that, they will lose. They will lose every single time, every single day. And Donald Trump has put that into practice, because he's one of the only presidents in the last generation who has done promises made, promises kept. And that's why they're hysterical and lighting their hair on fire every day, because conservative, common sense Republican policies actually work. They put people back to work. They put the country back to work. They help us deal with our enemies and our allies alike internationally from a position of strength. And that's why they're more than happy to happily eulogize H.W. Bush now, because he's gone.
You know what? Hillary Clinton looked so mad yesterday. Wait for it. That the Secret Service was afraid lamps were going to start flying at the funeral.
Yeah.
I know, honestly, if you look at the pictures of them all sitting there, she was all laughs and giggles till Trump got there, and man, she didn't crack a smile after that. Not that you should be smiling at a funeral, but the point is that until the thing got underway, people were making small talk and all that. Trump walks in the room, he shakes hands with Obama awkwardly, and Michelle Obama doesn't even acknowledge the Clintons sitting down there, and Hillary was eyeball straight ahead the whole time. She didn't want to make eye contact.
Well, you know, Mark, all Trump does is remind her how much she failed, right?
That's true.
And she knows in her heart of hearts, she knows that internally, she'll never admit this, she'll never even get close to it, but she knows that she failed. Her campaign made decisions not to go to Wisconsin, not to go to other states in the upper Midwest. They took the blue wall for granted, and that the working men and women of the United States were just going to just go out and blindly and ignorantly vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a Democrat. Well, the Democrats left those folks, our folks, who are now our folks, behind. They were there for the forgotten man and woman, you know. And why are Democrats, Mark, trying to import hordes and mobs of all these illegal, undocumented Democrats, as I call them, through our southern border? Well, Mark, it's because they need a new voting demographic.
Yeah.
They've lost the working men and women of the upper Midwest and all across the country. They're losing African Americans who are Americans. They're losing Hispanics who are Americans. So they got to import a bunch of new folks in here, get them on the welfare wagon, and hope and pray that they don't figure out free market capitalism quickly enough.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the union members, the more conservative union members. I'm going to talk to Senator-elect Eric Burleson a little later this morning, around 8:10. We called him up to get him on the program because he's pre-filed a couple of bills down there, as you legislators are likely to do. And his would resurrect right to work, one of them. And the other one would raise the bar to get a ballot initiative that would change the Constitution on the ballot for people to vote on. So before I get to the ballot initiative side of it, what's your position on him reintroducing right to work? Is it too soon?
Not at all.
Okay.
And Mark, people, the liberals will be terrified when I say this, but not only did I serve with State Representative Eric Burleson, but he is a very good and close friend of mine, and I will try to humbly say that I hope I was part of some of his mentorship through the House. He's a
very
close friend of mine. I am thrilled that there is now going to be a state senator, Eric Burleson. Because, Mark, I don't know if you ever met Eric. He is one of the kindest gentlemen that has ever walked through the halls of Jefferson City. He's just one of those folks that he carries no animus towards anyone. He carries no anger. There is nothing but love in his heart, but he is philosophically pure. And he believes in worker freedom. He believes in freedom and liberty for all. He is just one of those types. He's one in a kind. He's once in a generation, and he's also brilliant. And he knows that vote back in August had nothing to do with right to work, because that's not what the campaign was about. The campaign, which was very cleverly done, convinced Missourians that everyone's wages were going to go down if they didn't vote that proposition down. That is an absolute fallacy. It's false, Mark. The data is in the donuts. If you look around the country, there are now 28 states that employ right to work, that have right to work available for their workers. If it was such a disaster, would over half the country have this? No. Look at our neighbors. Governor Bevin and the Kentucky legislature led the charge for this measure, and they put it into place about 2 years ago. Governor Bevin is very happy to let everyone know that he has exceeded all expectations in bringing over $9 billion of new investment into the Bluegrass State over the last year. It works. It's absolutely effective. It's absolutely something we need. It's not the silver bullet. You know, folks always like to push back on me. Oh, once you get right to work, everything's great. No, you have to have the magic happy cocktail. You know, maybe this Christmas season we can mix this up. It's a mixture of smart tax reform and tax cuts, worker freedom, right to work, and low regulations. And you also have to have a good education system to boot. So that's what all states should be working on. Here in Missouri, Mark, we have a very powerful education cartel, which prevents any significant educational choice to get done. State Senator Bob Onder bravely dragged a small education bill across the finish line last year. I give him tons of credit for that, and I know he's going to work on more, but we largely don't have educational choice in this state. We don't have worker freedom. We've gotten some tax cuts done, and the tax cuts are admirable and noble, but you have to have the rest of the proof. You know, you have to have the rest of the cocktail as well. Mark, let me make this last point. The right to work vote. Not a single incumbent Republican who voted for right to work over the last several years, because it's come up several times, was voted out of office in the general election by the voters or in a primary. Not a single one. Guess who did lose? There was a state rep on the western side of the state named Representative Corlew. He was the Republican cheerleader against right to work. He lost in a bid to run for the state Senate, and then he lost his House seat. Two years later.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's the only person that's lost because of right to work. It was someone who worked against it.
You know what the president would say, don't you?
What the hell do you have to lose?
Yes, he would. Because the president knows all about worker freedom.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
and Mark, you know, I would say to today's union members, you have nothing to fear but truly fear itself. When you look around the country to the states that have employed worker freedom, guess what happens? More opportunity comes in. You're going to have more choice. More businesses are going to come in. More manufacturing is going to be there. Wages will not fall. Ultimately, wages will rise.
And it doesn't prevent unionization or any of that, which I need to keep pointing out. Tim, I'm out of time, my friend. Thank you.